What's up, y'all? It's Will. And the title of this episode is We're It. And it comes from a voice note that I left Wes yesterday on a very similar voice note to this, talking about how we're the only company in our space that is not funded and not funded heavily. So I sat down yesterday and was just kind of thinking about 2017 and you know, how the year went and where we are and where we're going. And it occurred to me that, you know, over the last few years, there's a ton of money that has been invested into employee scheduling software, specifically restaurant employee scheduling software. And I'm not talking about a couple million. I'm talking about literally at this point, tens of millions of dollars. Just a quick glance at several of the big competitors' press releases and the amount of money they've raised. It's mind-boggling. And so, you know, I looked at 2017 and I saw that we added 1,700 new restaurants as customers in 2017 to ScheduleFly. 1,700 restaurants came in, did the trial, liked what they saw, became customers. And, you know, some of those were ones that already had a restaurant. They liked ScheduleFly. They opened a new restaurant. They just plugged it in and rolled. Some of them are ones where, you know, an owner told another owner or a manager told another manager. So just pure word of mouth recommendations. Some were from employee turnover where a new staff member or a new manager came in and told a restaurant about ScheduleFly. They tried it, they liked it, and there we go. So 1,700 times that happened last year. 1,700 restaurants to me is so humbling and fascinating, and we're so thankful for that. Particularly in light of the fact that there has literally been tens of millions of dollars raised by other companies in our space to try to capture those same restaurants. That money is used for sales. It's used for marketing. It's used for technology, but it's used for whatever it's used for. It's used to try to capture restaurants as customers and get their business. And certainly it has worked to some degree. There are other, you know, plenty of restaurants that have chosen other companies in the last year or two. Although I will say this, I would hazard a bet that no other company brought in more than 1,700 independent restaurants last year. Could be wrong. I doubt it. Either way, the big point here is we never raised any money. We didn't raise half a million, a million, 2 million, 5 million. We've raised none. It's all been through sweat and time and patience and taking great care of our customers and making sure our software is very straightforward so that word of mouth machine builds itself. That is something that we're so incredibly thankful for and so excited about. And we look forward to the coming years where we will not raise any money. We will not take on any money. And who knows, maybe they'll keep raising money. I don't know. I would imagine at some point it's going to be very challenging for all those dollars to be used effectively where they get a good return for those investors. But we shall see. Nevertheless, I think the bigger point here is when you know your audience, you know who you serve, and you know what they think like, and you have a niche, it can be very advantageous to operate the same way they do, and we do that. So independent restaurants are every day competing against large, well-funded chains that have tons of resources that they can deploy to try to capture customers to come into those chain restaurants and dine and be their customers. Whereas independent restaurants, even ones that have investors and have funding, they have nothing near those types of resources. So what they do is they have to rely on and focus on the advantages that they have, which are things like local community knowledge and being a true part of the community, authenticity, sharing their story, you know, all the things that independent restaurants do, we try to do, or we do the exact same thing. And I believe that many of those folks, not all of them are paying attention when they go look for a scheduling software. Some of them just go and they pick one and they go. But the ones that are really paying attention, and frankly, the ones that we really aspire to serve are people that do care about who they do business with. They care about the story of the companies that they're buying from. And they care about knowing who those people are and how they operate and how they think. And I think that when they come across our story and they see five guys never raised a dollar bootstrap the business, focus on, you know, taking great care of our customers and keeping our software straightforward. And frankly, at this point, certainly have a very much an underdog role to play against literally tens of millions of dollars. I think that that's a big thing for them. And that is an advantage for us. Whereas many companies would say that's a disadvantage. You need funding and you need these tens of millions of dollars. We believe it's an advantage that we don't have it because everybody else has raised money. Everybody else has the same story. And then their schedule fly. We're it. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a good one. We'll talk again soon.